researchers have confirmed that the fatality rate of COVID-19 is much higher than that of influenza. More than 2% of people diagnosed with the disease have died, compared to a fatality rate of around 0.1% for the flu. But health officials in the U.S. point out that because the flu is so widespread, it kills as many as 60,000 Americans each year. And as Kerry Goldberg from WBUR reports, the flu is particularly bad on college campuses.
Back in 2009, Lillian Chasen celebrated her graduation from Barrington High School in Rhode Island with family and friends.
If I can aspire to be anybody, it's all of you together in one big bundle. No. So happy graduation day.
The 18-year-old went on to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to pursue her interest in drama and won the lead in a college play. But just before Thanksgiving, she got sick. She felt tired and short of breath. Her father, Eric Chasen, says his daughter went to the school's health center.
They didn't recognize how severe it was. They told her to go back to her room and just wait it out because she was probably getting the flu.
The H1N1 flu pandemic was in full swing.
And the worst thing they told her was, don't come back because, you know, you're probably going to get worse. So if you feel worse, just understand that's the problem.
But Lillian got much worse, so weak she couldn't climb back up into her loft bed. Chasen says her mother, Kate, begged Lillian to go back to the health center.
And Lil said, no, I'm a big girl. They told me not to come. She wasn't old enough to know there. Sometimes you have to disobey.
2 days later, a relative brought Lillian back to the health center. She was sent straight to the emergency room.
By the time she got to the hospital, her lungs were filled with fluid, and she was basically, it was like drowning. She was no longer able to breathe for herself, and she was on a ventilator.
Her lungs were so damaged, even a ventilator wasn't enough, and her doctors took a desperate measure. Lillian was put on a machine that bypasses the lungs and circulates oxygen directly into the patient's blood. Day after day at her bedside, Chasen says, there was time to think about what went wrong and about how, at orientation, parents had been told it was time to let their kids go and trust the university to keep an eye on them. That trust can be particularly hard when it comes to flu, says Dr. Adrian Randolph, an expert on severe influenza at Boston Children's Hospital.
How do you monitor these kids when they're off laying in their dorm rooms and nobody knows that they're not able to breathe easily and that they're not taking in any fluids and that they have a really high fever and maybe they're just sleeping all day? So nobody even knows how sick they are.
Because of the fact that college students are considered adults and are emancipated, it is a challenge.
Dr. John Wynn is the executive director of Harvard University Health Services. He says college health services know students are often handling their own health for the first time, and they may not prioritize it or know when to worry, so education is a must. For example, the end of a visit for flu would include warning signs to watch out for.
If you are finding that your shortness of breath is concerning to you, if you are not producing urine, if you have a high fever that does not respond to the typical treatments like taking a Tylenol, those things are worth talking to someone.
Dr. Randolph says when flu turns severe, it's usually because the virus suppresses the immune system and allows bacteria that live in our upper airways to invade the lungs
and cause a secondary bacterial pneumonia. And when that happens, that is highly associated with worse disease, ICU admission, and fatality.
Lillian Chasen spent 21 days on the lung bypass machine. At that point, her family was told the machine was causing too much internal bleeding, and there was no more to be done. Eric Chasen says the doctor gave them a chance to say goodbye.
He offered to turn the sedation off so she could wake up, and we said no, that would just be too cruel.
Lillian Chasen died on December 16th, 2009. In a statement, the University of North Carolina says it's committed to promoting wellness and has made changes since Lillian's death. Among them, if a student who visits the health center is short of breath, they're told to make an appointment to come back in, and a nurse follows up within 24 hours. Only a tiny percentage of flu patients die, but so many people catch the flu that last season, the official death toll was more than 60,000 Americans. Dr. Randolph from Boston Children's says severe flu can strike even healthy people. the flu vaccine can help. It isn't perfect,
but it's the only thing we have in trying to prevent these severe cases.
Until Lillian got so ill, Eric Chasen says he didn't take the flu seriously.
When she was first sick and my wife was frantic, I'm like, it's just the flu. You know, it's not that big a deal. And of course, she was right.
He recently published a memoir that chronicles Lillian's illness and her life. It's called Breathless. For Eric Chasen, Lillian remains a perfect 18 forever, frozen in time, in memories he cherishes. On Facebook, he also shares a video of her singing a Beatles song for her mother's 50th birthday by a crackling fire. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.